Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. This is Lauren Monroe, and I'm here tonight with my special, wonderful, very handsome co-host, Mr. Moon Calhoun.
Why, thank you. Hello.
Thanks, everybody. See, we have a wide audience clapping for you, Moon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're very affected by that.
Very affected.
Well, today we will be talking to a wonderful guest, Katie Wyman Norris, and our show, our topic is health and resiliency, and we're talking about immune boosting for the fall, because it is fall, and this is the time everybody gets sick. We all run ourselves into the ground doing new projects, and the weather and the environment, of course, you know, really puts a toll on our resistance. So we'll be talking to Katie. Now, Katie is a nutritionist of the stars. She's the founder of the Energy Essentials Wellness Centers, and she's also the creator of a new television show called The Cures in the Kitchen. She's a mother, a lecturer, researcher, national television wellness advocate, and she also is a formulator of whole food supplements, which we take, of course, the vitamin C and the greens. There's so many of them that we take of Katie's. And she's the author of a book called Magnetic Miracles, and also it's a guide to how to use magnets for radiant health. And, of course, Katie used them herself to help dissolve some of the tumors that she has. Fascinating story about Katie. She has firsthand knowledge of resiliency by surviving her rare blood disease, and she's a living and active life. And she's been living an active life with chronic Lyme disease, which many people have now. So many people have it, more than we think, more than we know.
Right.
And to see Katie living such an active life, such a healthy, vibrant life with Lyme disease, it's a big inspiration. So she shares her life experience with people all around the world, and she helps cultivate and create these supplements that help her live a very vivacious life. And we have Katie on the line right now. We're talking about immune boosting for fall. Hi, Katie.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Moon. It's great to talk to you guys.
You too.
How's it going?
Fantastic. Really great. I'm ready for this fall.
Yeah.
You know, everyone around us is getting sick. You know, the kids are back at school. They're coming back with colds. You know, I'm feeling like I'm fighting something. You know, sleep changes in the fall. There's so many things that change in the environment. So we're really happy to have you on the show just to talk about how can we build our immune system to boost us up so we can do all the things that we want to do.
Well, you know, that's a great question, because a lot of people don't realize it, and they get caught up in this whole, you know, viral thing where they think that they need to be taking a flu shot or something like that. And the real truth is if we got on a regular cleansing program, like, you know, each season change, the body naturally, some part of the body naturally wants to cleanse. For instance, in the spring, the body naturally wants, the liver and gallbladder wants to clean out, you know, and it's probably from all the winter stuff, you know, that's built up in the body. But in the fall, think about it, it's the cold and flu season. You know, mm-hmm. It's our lungs and our colon. We need to clean our lung and colon. Now, the lungs and the colon are actually what they call sister organs. They work together. Oftentimes, if you see somebody who has problems with their colon, it's probably because of their lungs and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, and even when people get cancers and things like that, usually they kind of go together, believe it or not. So what we want to be able to do is go in and, you know, eat foods that have a that are very cleansing for the body, or get on a really good cleanse, like a colon lung type cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
how do we go about, for the person who's listening who's never even done a cleanse before, what does
right.
that look like, even to just start? I know sometimes it depends on your health, and if you're under a doctor's care and what issues you have, how deep you can
right.
cleanse. So can you
yeah,
talk
and
about
I always that? Like to take baby steps with everybody, especially as somebody who's never really cleansed before, you know, and you know, you don't know what they've eaten and things like that. So the easiest thing to do, believe it or not, is to start with like the Katie's Organic Greens, Mm-hmm. You can find that stuff on the Raven Drum website there. And what you would do is you would start off with maybe a quarter of a scoop, and you take it and see how you feel. Now, if you feel like you're maybe getting a little headache, you're feeling a little nauseous, or you're feeling a little queasy or something, you might be having what they call a detox reaction or mm-hmm. a cleansing reaction. And we don't want to do that. That means it's putting too much pressure on the organs and stuff, and it's cleaning too fast. So what you would do is you would go maybe even an eighth of a scoop and try that. And
right.
if you feel okay with that, and you feel pretty energetic and everything, because usually what you'll see when you take greens, because they're the highest source of B vitamins, they're rich in B vitamins, and B vitamins from food give you lots of energy and stuff. So you should see your energy start to go up as you take the greens. Now, the goal is to work up to like a half a scoop. If you're going to do a cleanse, like a half a scoop in the morning, half a scoop at noon, and maybe half a scoop in the evening.
And you mix it with water or juice, right? Or
yes, exactly. And, you know, sometimes people want to do like maybe they want to make it like a smoothie, and that you can do that. You can do like a little bit of unsweetened almond milk with maybe a little piece of banana and then ice and water, mostly ice and water, and blend it up and make a smoothie that way. And you'll really see, you know, how, especially as you get to closer to a half a scoop, or if you decide to take a full scoop, depending on how big you are. And, you know, a lot of people take a scoop a day just on a regular basis because because our cells make up all our glands, organs, tissue, bones, veins, arteries, everything in our body. So ultimately what we want to be able to do is we want to eat foods that regularly clean our cells, nourish them, nurture them, help heal and strengthen them and help heal and rejuvenate them. Because if you figure that each of those cells are making up something in your body, you know, because you're just all full of cells, you know, you want to turn the batteries on those cells. You want to make
right.
them start coming to life.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, because we're around so much electromagnetic energy, like from our just sitting at our desk, we're around Wi-Fi, the computers. We're, you know, and when we sleep, we're probably in some kind of electromagnetic field from the wall.
Yeah.
Even if you turn off your light, it's still active. And because we're conductive, we're going to take in more of that energy, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to, you can do things like get a little voltage meter. You can go to Grainger.com. I think it's called Grainger.com. And you can get a little voltage meter, order it online, and it's maybe $12 or something like that. And you can check the voltage, like, and all you do is press this little button, and it'll tell you when it starts to beep, and it'll go beep, 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 and you'll know that the more it beeps like that, you know you're in a really high electromagnetic field. And we don't want to do that, you know, because one of the reasons, and people don't realize what it's doing to our blood cells, is when you're around electromagnetic fields, electrical energy like that, our cells are supposed to go anywhere from, you know, when we're resting, anywhere from 1 to 8 cycles per second,
mm-hmm.
and maybe up to maybe 25 to 30 cycles per second when we're at really heavy stress incidents or working out or something like that. But
the more our heart pumps, the more vibratory cycles per second our cells are vibrating at. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. Here's what it is. Let me give you a good analogy. You know, you've heard of the voltage, 60 volts, you know, or, you know, like 60 hertz, you know,
mm-hmm.
If you've heard of that. That's what our electrical energy is running at. Well, that's 60 cycles per second. That means our cells are moving, boom, 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 boom. When they're in an electromagnetic field, instead
wow.
of it going 1 to 8 cycles per second or up to 22 to 25 cycles per second, it's going 60 cycles per second. So that's maybe triple, maybe 6 times the amount that it should be going, and it's in it a lot. You're in it you're around all the time. What it does, the cells, can you imagine like shaking up a cell and then all of a sudden it's starting to break? The cells are starting to, you know, the cellular walls are starting to break, and it's
right.
going to just start pouring out. And that's what we're seeing, this chronic fatigue, this Epstein-Barr, these viruses that we're seeing is coming from this electromagnetic field that's around us. And that's what Isuzu Hospital, which is like our Mayo Clinic here in the United States, in Japan, they're saying our massive amount of electromagnetic field around us is what's causing our chronic fatigue and our Epstein-Barrs and our viruses in our system. And the more we do it, the more it's going to break down, and you're going to build up oxyacids and peroxides and toxins in the cells. And instead of the cells being nice and floating really evenly and moving through and the toxins have moved through and everything, they start to get sticky and start to break down and start pouring out and start clumping together. And so you get all these oxyacids and peroxides and toxins built up in this area, and they just kind of like a big old lump moving along. You know what I'm saying? And so, you can use magnets, negative pole magnets. Like we have, like if you go to through your website, you can get find really great magnetic pads. And what they'll do is they'll go in and move the electrons. Their electromagnetic field will go in. They're good. It's a static magnetic field. It's a north pole, and it'll go in there and it'll move the electrons in the cells to the left, and it'll increase oxygenation. So then, what happens is all of a sudden they're spinning in the right way, and then it's starting to break down all the oxyacids and peroxides and toxins and move it out. All of a sudden, you're seeing more energy. Your viral load will go down. You'll see a massive amount of really, renewed restorative energy in the body, and you'll see your skin will change, your nails. You'll see that you'll go into a deeper sleep. Like if you use a pillow pad or the bed pad, it'll interact with the pineal gland and pituitary glands, which actually have magnetite. They're conductive. It'll go in there and break down all of those oxyacids up in the brain and in that area, and then the immune system will shoot on. Because why? Because the pituitary gland and the pineal gland are like your master glands of the body. They're what regulate your immune system, your digestive, your endocrine system, basically everything, your digestive tract. Everything is told what to do from up there. And when you start to decalcify it and break down all those oxyacids and toxins up there in the mass, you all of a sudden life comes back in the body. So you'll see people's hair oftentimes can go back to its normal color. It'll start going from a straw to a nice, healthy hair follicle. Wow. You'll see your own human growth hormone that you're naturally supposed to be creating will start to increase, and you'll feel younger and youthful, and you'll start. You know, I remember even Drake Hogestein, who was on, I think, Days of Our Lives, he was doing the magnets, and he said literally he lost 19 pounds, which he didn't need to lose weight, but he just sculpted his body. But he said his immune system it shot up, and because he had a bone break, I believe, in his back, he said that the healing was so incredible. He just couldn't believe it. The benefits were just amazing. So when you use the negative pole magnets, and these are wonderful pads that are very inexpensive, they're so amazing, because just think, our Earth is one big magnet, you know? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what the Japanese research has shown, like through Isuzu Hospital and a lot of other research, they've shown that, even NASA has proven this, that our magnetic field of our Earth has weakened so much that because of this, what they call a magnetic field, where it's shifting, there's a shift going on in the magnetic field. You probably heard about it. And they think even in our lifetime, a lot of people think in 2012 it's going to happen where our magnetic fields are going to actually shift. But we're getting these shifts going on, and literally what will happen is there will be that shift. And so we're seeing probably in the most crucial time of it, because our magnetic field on most of the Earth is very low. Mm-hmm. Unless you were to go to Lourdes, France, or in some places in Mexico and Arizona, there are hot spots that are really healthy and have a really strong magnetic field. And that, along with gravity, is what keeps our blood flowing. So if we can't keep our blood flowing, what we do is we see blood diseases develop, and we see, you know, slow energy, slow, you know, a lot of toxins build up in the body because the blood is not flowing properly. You know, so that's why the magnets are so wonderful. Because if you've ever seen a magnet with a piece of, against those little shavings, those little
that you can draw.
Exactly. And you can actually draw with it and things like that. That's like our own blood, because of our hemoglobin and our blood and our own electrolytes. So when we eat a lot of whole foods, a lot of live foods, you know, vegetables, fruits, legumes, grains, nuts and seeds, and if they can be sprouted, it's even better. But basically what happens is our mineral count goes up in our body, and that's what the magnetic field is going to interact with.
Yeah.
So we have to eat these foods. And the great thing is that's why I created my whole food line of products, because I had a genetic blood disorder and I'd given it to my son. They told me that he wouldn't even live to the age of two. And because even the blood transfusions, they would probably kill him alone. And so I started giving him all these different foods because every symptom that he would show, I would say, okay, what does that mean? And so, you know, as a little infant, he would have like these nails that were already had ridges on it, and it meant he didn't have enough iron in his blood. So I would juice, you know, carrots, and I would juice spinach, and you know, things like that. Then I would find, okay, his liver, his eyes started turning yellow, and I would I'd give milk thistle in his bottle, and I did all these different things. Finally, I just was so tired of putting it all together that I started creating my products, because I would take the best sources of real foods in their best form and put them all together, and it made my life so much easier. And the great thing is it ended up helping so many people. And like you guys say that you take a lot of the products and everything, and it's like when you take real food products, foods that supplements, you really notice a difference, because most of the supplements on the market actually are from industrialized chemicals. They're synthetic. They're from a rock or a shell or a stone. I mean, have you eaten a rock lately?
Yeah, right.
You probably haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, really. But the thing is if you're eating any kind of boxed foods that come from a calcium carbonate or a calcium citrate or whatever, they come from a rock or a shell or a stone. And we don't need all of those synthetic supplements in our foods, even in our boxed foods. We don't. As a matter of fact, they have been linked to instant heart attacks and strokes, especially in women, because they're taking so many synthetic calciums, you know. And so we want to be able to, you know, make the right choices in our lives so that we can really have, you know, as we continue to get older, we just get better, you know, and we feel better and stuff. And it's really that these things are planting the seeds and are the foundation for really great health and for a strong immune system.
Well, let's talk about vitamin C. I want to talk about vitamin C because I think everyone is, you know, who's listening is very comfortable with vitamin C. And we all
know we take vitamin C. You're right.
And I take personally, and so does a lot of people in my family, we all take the vitamin C, your vitamin C powder.
Mm-hmm.
And mix it with a little bit of juice and water, and sometimes I put protein powder in it in the morning. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And I see the difference in my skin right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I see the difference I have some joint pain since the baby, and I do see a difference when I drink it twice a day.
Oh, fantastic.
My sister gets, you know, sometimes chapped lips in the winter time, and she doesn't get it anymore when she takes the vitamin C. It really just changes for cosmetic reasons alone. The vitamin C is great,
yeah.
And then also, you know, for immune boosting. But can you just again just reiterate the difference between the vitamin C you get at the drugstore or in the grocery store on the counter that isn't a whole food vitamin C, and how that works in the body, how different it is.
This is a really good point that you're bringing up, Lauren. And most people don't realize, first of all, vitamin C is the number one ingested vitamin in the world. But most people don't realize that what they're ingesting from an ascorbic acid or an ester C or any of those other time-released kind of vitamin Cs, what it is, how they make it, is they take the sugar from corn, and it's genetically modified now, and which is terrible, and then they use acetone, they hydrogenate it, which... You know, when you hydrogenate something, it actually makes it like a plastic, like covering, and it'll coat the cell and smother it. Then they use acetone. Well, most people, men wouldn't know what acetone is. It's what a woman would take their nail polish off with. So we're putting in all these chemicals into this, and so what it does is it creates a chemical reaction, and where it'll fight free radical damage once. Only chemically. But according to Cornell University, a whole food vitamin C that comes from real food, like a Peruvian camu fruit or an amalaki fruit or a goji berry or pomegranate, montmorency cherry, grape seed, you know, all these different, these type of vitamin C from real fruits and vegetables are so high in vitamin, they're very rich sources of vitamin C. They may not have a lot of milligrams of vitamin C, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But what they're able to do is they're able to fight free radical damage over and over and deeper in the body. They know exactly where to go, according to Cornell University. They know that because these real foods have what they call cofactors, and that's what Gunter Blobel won his Nobel Prize for. And cofactors are the enzymes and the proteins that are in these foods, like this pomegranate or this goji berry or this amalaki. It'll take those enzymes and proteins will take that vitamin C that's in that fruit and take it to, let's say you have a vascular problem in your heart, or you have broken little capillaries on your face, which is a later stage of, you know, your veins and arteries breaking from the inside. It's actually the later stage of that, which could mean you could have a stroke or heart attack very easily when it's gotten to that point. So the key is to, when you have these fruits that are rich in vitamin C, we were able to get them in a powder form with the cold spray process. We don't use any heat, so we're able to maintain the enzymes and the proteins in there. So they now have what they call plant intelligence. Lauren Moon, they know exactly where to go. Mm-hmm. They know that if you've got, you know, vascular problems in your legs, and you've got big veins in there, and you've got maybe thrombosis, or you've got, you know, varicose veins, it knows to go down there to help heal and repair them. Because, you know, even our two top killers, cancer and heart disease, which we are seeing with so many people, they are, what's the number one deficiency?
Vitamin C.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is what happens when that is occurring is the veins and arteries, in particular for like heart disease, when you're having chronic low levels of vitamin C, because remember it's water soluble, you need to continuously supplement your body with it throughout the day. So if you're not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables with it that are rich in vitamin C, then you're not getting it in your diet. So what's happening is the veins and arteries, instead of being nice and supple and flowing really well, they start to crack and build lesions. And so what happens is they tell your liver to create more cholesterol, that gummy, beautiful cholesterol, to go in and to put that in that little lesion so that you don't die, so you don't have a stroke or a heart attack, you know. So it doesn't break.
I didn't know
exactly
how
that
works.
Yeah, it's
really
amazing. Yeah.
So
it's really crucial
to have vitamin C.
It's crucial, and you can see it within days of taking it. You know, my son, when one of the symptoms, you know, he would wake up with bruises all over his legs, on his head, face. I mean, you'd think I would beat him or something because of our blood disease. But what happened was he would have bloody noses, bloody gums, bloodshot eyes, broken capillaries, and then the bruising. And I took him to the doctor, and many times I was always taken to the doctor, and he thought I was over-exaggerating because he really didn't realize the seriousness of it. You know, and he finally, by the time he was 7.5 years old, he saw so many broken capillaries on his around his nose, and that's what you see. And people are older, like you know, at our age or whatever, and that they are, you know, maybe even younger. But I mean, for the most part, basically, you're seeing it in much older people. And so he said, "Oh my God, he's 50 years ahead of his time. Get him on vitamin C." And I said, "I've given him the little fizzy packs. I've given him the ester C. I've given him the time release. I've given him all the bioflavonoids." And he said, "I don't know what to do." And so, you know, because we know that vitamin C will make collagen in the body, and the collagen makes connective tissue, and it's so crucial. It's like that and calcium, the foods that are rich in calcium and magnesium, are like the glues that hold our body together.
Yeah.
For instance, vitamin C, if you've got your knee is feeling like it's kind of tearing or something, a tear in your shoulder or your knee or whatever, that means you need more vitamin C because it's going to make the collagen, and the collagen is going to make the connective tissue, which is like this netting that goes around our joints, and it's also the netting that goes around our organs and glands. So if you have uterine cancer or ovarian cancer or anything like that, you want to be taking lots of real whole food vitamin C because it's going to go in and build an amazing netting around that organ and gland in order to protect it. So invaders, the viruses, you know, that we're seeing so many viruses and pathogens out there now more than ever. And so they will not go in and attack it. So they have no defense. They're not able to get into it. So that is our best defense, in particular, is vitamin C, is to protect ourselves, our immune system,
mm-hmm.
from any kind of invader in the body.
Now, aside from vitamin C, and I know flu season is upon us, and
mm-hmm.
there's many of us that don't take flu shots. I've never had one. I just never have. I take a number of things that help me. Can you just give us some insight on what we can do as an alternative to the flu shot if we're not going to be taking a flu shot this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can do, like they said, the whole food vitamin C, the Katie's Whole Food Vitamin C. You can do the organic greens. You can also do, because the organic greens are really fantastic because they have things for every organ. They have something for every organ and gland and tissue and bone in the body, everything in the body to help clean it, to strengthen it, to nurture it, to help heal and rejuvenate these organs and glands in the body. So, because we want to be able to make sure our organs and glands are nice and healthy and strong and clean so that you're not going to get a virus stuck in maybe the liver or in your pancreas or in your any of your other organs or in your intestinal tracts where you get the flu. The key is to be able to keep, you want to have great elimination. We have an amazing fiber that works fantastic that'll help things move throughout your system. And that's really important. Most people don't realize the link between having good fibrous foods or taking extra fiber in your diet and protecting yourself, you know, your immune system and from heart disease, you know, diabetes and so many other health challenges out there that are crucial to having good fiber in your system. So fiber is just like, you know, we want to be able to, whatever we're taking into our body, we want to be able to get the nourishment we need from it, but we also want to be able to get rid of it. If we're eating three times, or let's say we're eating six small meals a day, and we're not having at least three good eliminations a day from doing that, because the smaller the meal and the more frequent, like, you know, six times a day, you're going to have, it's going to be easier on your digestive tract and on your liver and gallbladder, and you're going to be able, it's, things are going to eliminate much better.
And that's what you need in cold season. You need to be, you know, you need to be clearing yourself because everything becomes stagnant and toxic, and that's when you pick up colds, and that's,
Vitamin C is a great eliminator, too, by the way, isn't it? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Vitamin C is
a
great eliminator,
Oh, it's great,
And Moon, do you chew your food like 25 times each bite?
Oh, I do. I've always been a good chewer.
Great. That's why you're so nice and lean and healthy. Yeah, because I really feel that most people don't realize that, you know. And if you chew 25 times each bite and get in that habit, you're gonna create more digestive enzymes starting up in the mouth and the jaw area, going all the way down to the liver and gallbladder and the pancreas. And it's going to create the amount of digestive enzymes your body needs in order to break down that food, to assimilate it into the small intestine. And that's where all the action occurs. That's where it's like the little fingery-like villi are in there, and the tips of them are going to absorb the nutrients, and those little villi are going to take it into their little roadmaps into the body to every organ and gland and, you know, and bone, vein, everything in the body is going to get fed through that way. So if you're not chewing well enough and you're not eating the right types of foods, you're not going to get the assimilation or the nutrition.
Do you have like a new mom's guide to chewing? Because I have to tell you, it's like you don't get to chew. You just put the food in and swallow because you're done, because there's no time to even chew your food.
I do
have digestive enzymes. I do use them, and they do help because I don't even get to chew my food. It's like, and I think there's a lot of moms out there that understand this, especially in the beginning.
The greens and the vitamin C are so important for you because you can make a shake and you can drink it, and you know you're getting a really, and you can put your protein in there.
And that's what I've been doing.
You know you're getting everything your body needs, and you're going to get through this. You know, some people look at it as a kind of a crisis period, or it's just a period where it's all about the baby.
It's all
about that little angel.
I know, and
it's like you just got to be so selfless, you know. But the thing is you really have to have a plan. And so doing things like that, and then actually getting time to where you at least can have a couple small little meals or, you know.
Of course.
Really good.
Yes. No, once you started talking about digestive enzymes, I wanted to make a point of it because it does help.
Oh,
and especially
huge,
as you get older,
huge.
Too, sometimes you don't. You don't produce as many enzymes to help.
Hydrochloric acid. We're seeing is so many people, because you know this whole economy thing. This whole, people are losing their job. People are suffering so much. It is more than their body can digest. You know, and that's what our liver is about. That's your emotional seat, your anger seat, your more than you can digest seat. And if you're not cleaning that liver, you know, and taking more extra enzymes and things like that, you're going to really be putting terrible pressure on the liver, gallbladder, you know, and the other organs and glands. And what happens is everything backs up, and so you put terrible pressure on the heart. And that's why so many heart attacks with people because they just can't handle the pressure, you know, and they're not able to chew and break down food, and there's not enough. Their adrenal glands are overtaxed. They need.
Oh my God. There's so much stuff going on. Katie, how important is all of this? I've been wondering about the probiotics in all of this.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, let's talk about that.
You need good probiotics. That's a really good point.
Yes.
And you need to do like what I call a probiotic blitz. We have a what we call a ProFlora. It's a really good probiotic that's got like I think like 15 billion good bacteria in there and all the good range, like 18 different strains. And because you want to have, there's certain ones that are just really fantastic, and these have it, that but they're not expensive, which is fantastic.
Right, that's what I
mean.
Well,
and a lot
and
of people know about probiotics now just because of, you know, it's starting to get mainstream. You know, we all hear that
on
TV now.
All kinds
so,
of products
so people are getting introduced to it. But
tell
us about
the good bacteria.
The good kind to get, you know.
Yeah, the probiotics are the good bacteria that actually outweigh the bad. See, everybody has bad bacteria in their system. Some people can have several pounds of it. I mean, most people have an adult has anywhere from 2 to maybe 3-4 pounds. Some people, like, it will have 20 pounds if they're really morbidly obese. You know,
my older people look
pounds.
Pregnant on the lower end, right?
Well, that's what happens. I mean,
Anyway, so what you need to do is you need to plant a good garden of good bacteria, and that's what probiotics do, is they go in and implant in the intestinal tract the good bacteria to grow fantastic good bacteria to outweigh the bad bacteria, so it's going to continuously grow and grow and grow good bacteria. And that's the key. And so when you're doing that, if you've got a lot of gas and bloating, you know, because your system, you're maybe eating gluten foods, dairy, and a lot of sugars, you got to cut those things out. But you still need to go back and get a healthy intestinal tract, you know, because you've got like 27 to 34 feet of intestinal tract, and it's the roadmap to life in the body. It's what feeds every organ and gland in the body. So. We need to keep it clean and healthy, and it's what helps. When you have good probiotics, actually help you utilize your B vitamins, which are your stress vitamins, and they should always be in a whole food form. So, and everybody knows that they've got a lot of stress going on, like right now. So, if they've got a thick tongue, they've got larger pores, they've got hangnails, those are signs that they have a lot of stress in their life, and they need more whole food B vitamins, a lot of green leafy foods.
Right.
What about white in your nails?
Yeah.
When you have the white in your nails and you expect the white.
Those little lunas, right?
Yeah.
No, when you
is
get
that
like
what you're
a.
Talking about? Oh,
no.
Little white. Those can be the zinc. Like when your immune system's really down, you may not have enough zinc, or else your kidneys. If you have a lot of them and they go straight across and they're kind of in a pattern, that could be kidneys, and you have to clean the kidneys. And so if you do that, that would really help. But the liver gallbladder will help clean our kit that we have will help clean the kidneys. But the zinc, you need to take more like sprouted pumpkin seeds, sprouted sunflower seeds. Now, why sprouted? Sprouted is crucial because all you do is soak them, and you can soak them overnight.
You can get them in the store sprouted too. Like I've seen sprouted lentils and stuff at the store.
Right.
You can just put them in salad.
Wow.
Yeah, and the great thing about sprouted nuts, seeds, legumes, you know, lentils and things like that is that now they go from an inactive grain and they go from a grain to actually a plant. And they're activated now, and they're 600 to 1,000% more nutritious.
Wow.
So you now all these grains and nuts and seeds and lentils that are so rich in iron that most people are deficient of. If you've got a lot of vertical lines on your nails, then you need more iron. If you pull your lower eyelid down and it's pale, you need more iron. And that's the number one deficiency in the world right now. And that will even a slight deficiency of that will put terrible pressure on your heart. Can you imagine? Because you're not getting enough iron, you're not getting enough oxygen in the body, you're not getting enough. The foods that you're eating, they're not even going to getting to where they need to go. The oxygen's not going to give life to the organs and glands and stuff. So we really need to up our, you know, we actually have a new iron coming out really soon, and it's all from foods. If you're taking an iron supplement that's from a synthetic industrialized chemicals, which almost everything on the market is, you will see that you will get lots of constipation, and it will actually be like an anti-nutrient to you, and it can be linked to certain cancers. You know, just like taking heme iron.
I know. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
I take Floradex. I've taken the Floradex, and that seems to be really gentle way to take iron. Yeah,
that's a good thing. And what they do with that is they take the iron and they feed it to certain yeast, and then these yeast you can digest them and they're full of iron, and so that's how they do it. What we've decided to do is actually go to the highest and richest sources of foods, because those are the most absorbable, and they have all the cofactors and enzymes, proteins. So you want to increase your carrots,
carrots have a lot of iron.
Yeah,
what foods can you eat for iron?
You want to eat carrots, beets.
Juicing, kale, spinach.
Yeah. Raisins have iron in it? Raisins are really rich in it also. So you really, you know, if nettle tea, if you take any nettle at all, that's a really great one.
Nettle tea.
Yeah, exactly. And then also mango, believe it or not, mulberry.
Wow.
Yeah, and some people will take the desiccated liver. That's, you know, you can, the liver powder and stuff, they'll take them in the seeds. Pumpkin seeds actually are really high in them.
Right.
Blackberries, I wouldn't even have thought that, but I guess, you know, they're deep in color, like you see a lot of iron is, so it makes a lot of sense to me. Sesame seeds actually are a really good source of it, and ginseng, mulberries, like I said, and grapes, believe it or not, which are actually the raisins. So
there's
and
so
seaweed.
Much information. There's so much information, and I know everybody at home is just going to really trying to take it all in. So we have a lot of homework, everyone out there. We have work ahead of us to get ourselves really healthy, and so we can really be productive and vibrant people this fall and into the winter. So I will probably continue this with another interview this year, because there's so much for us to talk to you about, Katie.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can get more information about you and some of the products that you're creating and cures
your
in the
website.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
go to Raven Drum.
Yeah, they go to Cures in Kitchen. But go to Raven Drum. What is it? RavenDrum.org?
RavenDrum.org. RavenDrum.org. You can get to us. And then also visit Katie at CuresInTheKitchen.com. And
yeah, just go to curesinthekitchen.com or energyessentials.com. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, thank you guys so much. It's always a pleasure.
You're amazing,
sharing
Katie.
Time with you guys.
Thanks so much.
And I have a little gift pack for you, so you need to get me your email.
Yeah.
I want to give you a lovely gift pack, okay?
Right away.
Thank you so much, honey. Katie.
You're welcome.
Bless you guys.
Bye.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
We'll be right back, everyone. Welcome back, everybody. That was fantastic.
Amazing.
I really get so inspired, and I learn so much when I talk to her.
Very inspiring.
So there's a lot of work for us to do. I mean, I think those of you who are inspired and you want to make a commitment to your own health and create a healthier immune system, just by taking one of those steps, you know, you can refer back to this interview. You can download it onto your computer, and you can re-listen to it during the cold and flu season. And just one step at a time. You may want to introduce, a really high-powered vitamin C that's raw, of course. You want to use Katie's product. There's other products out there, too. You know, we use Katie's because we see an effect on it, but there are other products if you'd like to check them out. But raw is the way to go. Whole food supplements.
Some juicing.
Yeah, and some juicing.
Definitely.
You know, we should have a show just on juicing for Rick and all the guys on the road are having amazing effects with juicing on this tour. So there's a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, we're at the end of our show time, but we will be leaving you with some drumming from the Raven Drum Circle CD. So if you have your instrument, just get ready, and we'll be jumping into that and some visualization for you to end your evening in a place where you can take care of yourself, nurture yourself, and we'll be thinking about you. So we'll see you next time.
Lots of love.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take a deep breath and sit in a relaxed position. Feel your feet on the floor underneath you. Just take a deep breath in In through the nose, out through the mouth, and just concentrate on your breath. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. And really let your chair support your body. And as we breathe and as we drum, just allow the presence of our heart to enter our minds. And just make it our intention that we're able to keep our heart present with us during this drum circle and throughout. And let us send out our intention out that the people we love have their hearts opened and that our community have their hearts opened, as well as the world and all the people that are suffering right now. So take a deep breath in. And exhale out. And we'll start with a little bit of shaker. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out. and sit in silence. Take a deep breath in and experience the moment together. In a place of gratitude. And with your mind's eye, focus on your heart. Visualize your heart connected and supported. Open. And feel your feet on the floor. Feel yourself grounded in weight. And slowly come back, bring your awareness back into the room.